Hi, my name is Via. I play the piano and I am 14 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Via. By the way, that was Via herself playing our Kids Commute theme on her piano. To find out how to hear yourself performing on our show, visit our website, kidscommute.org. Well, good morning, Kids Commuters. Welcome to Day 2 of Mother Goose Week on IPR's Kids Commute. This week, we're hearing music written for children by French composer Maurice Ravel. Today's story, Les Drôlettes, has lots in common with other fairy tales. Les Drôlettes' mother forgot to invite a powerful fairy to the baby's christening. Now, that is always a terrible mistake in fairy tales and often ends up badly for the baby. And in this case, poor Les Drôlettes is cursed by the angry fairy to be the ugliest little girl in the whole world. Now, as you might expect, Les Drôlettes is only ugly on the outside. On the inside, she's very kind, very beautiful. And one day, she takes a ride on a magical boat and is swept out to sea. She's rescued by a hideous, giant green serpent that scares the heck out of her, but they both almost drown. They end up shipwrecked on the island of the pagodas. Now, pagodas are tiny little Chinese decorative figurines made out of porcelain. Now, these little pagodas take very good care of Les Drôlettes. In today's music, they give her a bath and play music for her. Listen for all the happy tinkling as the pagodas play with the water and hop around. Les Drôlettes and the serpent both turn out to be, surprise, wonderful people who have been cursed with ugliness. And by the end of the story, they're both restored to their natural selves and are made emperor and empress of the pagodas. And of course, they all live happily ever after. Now let's move on to our Mother Goose Quizlet. All week we'll ask you this question, and if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. This week we want to know, what was the first ever fairy tale printed in the English language? Now here's a hint. Printed in the year 1621. This story features a person so small that he gets baked into a pudding and swallowed by a cow. Who is it? If you know, text the answer with your name and address to 231-237-7482, and we'll send you a prize pack. And we'll have another couple of hints for you, so if you don't know yet, there's still time to figure it out. Well, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.